Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, there are people that are intimidated by him. And there are tangible things to be intimidated by. You know, this is like Bud Dupree running the football. You know, this guy gets into your secondary. It's like trying to tackle a guy like Bud, except he's faster, obviously, than Bud. So you can see DBs having issues with that. Hopefully we minimize the amount of time that our guys are in those circumstances. And hopefully when our guys are in those circumstances, they do what they have to do. They do what the job requires them to do.
5:28, time to visit House of 1,000 Beers. House of 1,000 Beers open for lunch, dinner, New Kensington, Warrendale. Come enjoy their amazing menu today. That's what Mike Tomlin compared Derrick Henry to, trying to tackle Bud Dupree, except he's faster than Bud. I don't think Bud... I think Bud has grown up a lot. I feel like Bud 3 years ago would have slipped into Tomlin's DMs over a comment like that and said, "Oh yeah, you think so, Chubby? Let's go for a little jog after practice, Mike." But he's matured. I haven't gotten a message from Dupree in a long time, so good for him. His eyes on the ball.
And it sounds like he hasn't been in anyone's girl's house, so that's good as well.
True.
Your mama. That kind of stuff. I was with your mama last night.
Thank you, Ed.
The number of, like, Bud's production is inversely proportional to the number of DMs he's sending out. If he's sending a lot of them, he's probably not playing well. If Bud is all, if it's all quiet on the DM front, he's probably sacking quarterbacks.
Arthur, I have tasked you with this during our very short break that we just took, so you did not have a lot of time in that very small commercial break to come up maybe with this answer. How do you slow down Derrick Henry on Sunday? How do you make sure he's not a factor, the guy that kills you and beats you in this game?
Yeah, without a doubt, man. It starts, you got to dominate that line of scrimmage. I think the loss of Taylor Lewan, obviously, towards ACL about midway point
Titans
in the third quarter
tackle.
Last week.
Yep.
Absolutely, they're all-world left tackle. When he went out, their offensive line definitely struggled. Now, obviously, you saw the two long runs that Derrick Henry broke, but that was missed tackles on that. I mean, you had linebackers and safeties in position to make the play. They just missed the tackle. You can't do that against Derrick. If you have the opportunity to make the tackle, you have to make the tackle. And worst case, even if it looks like Josh Norman, where Josh gets stiff-armed out of this world, it was a 3-yard gain. So don't worry about what people are going to say about you. Understand the task at hand. And you heard, I think, was McFadden talking a little bit about we all have something in terms of having to put your face in the fan a little bit, man. And yeah, for those little guys, that it's not as glamorous, but man, you have to do that in this particular matchup against Derrick Henry. But I'm fully anticipating those guys up front, man, in terms of Tuitt, Tyson, and Cam. If they can dominate that interior line of scrimmage, which I think they should be able to, they're not going to, that's going to really hinder Derrick Henry, because he isn't a guy that's a fast starter in terms of he gets the ball and he's 0 to 100 right now. He typically has to, you know, build up the speed. And obviously, once he gets into the secondary, that's typically when you are able to fully see that. But in terms of when he first gets the ball, he's very slow to get going in that regard. And if you don't allow him to break that initial line of scrimmage, it can definitely be a tough night for him.
So I think there's two things with him. One, the first one's going to sound like stupid, because it obviously is not hard, it's not easy to do, or else more teams would have done it against this guy, and he does make a ton of yards after contact. But I feel like, Arthur, more than with like a shifty guy like Le'Veon Bell in his prime, or even a McCaffrey or a Saquon, if you can get like a little bit of penetration, not even like blowing up the backfield against Henry and throw him off his initial spot that he wants to run to, I do think he's less impressive than other guys can be in that situation, because the change of direction is not like abrupt there, right?
Correct.
I mean, he's still got to sort of turn, but once he gets turned, it's like a battleship. You're not going to get in its way then at that point. So you want to make him turn and turn early. The other thing, and I saw this on the long run where he broke away from everybody on Houston, if you get him and he gets to the second level and he's going to get his 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 yards, right, you got to live with that and take the good angle. Because I forget which Houston defender it was, I think very clearly thought they had the angle on him, but he is, like Tomlin said, way faster than people give him credit for. And he just, somebody took like, it was, you know, I mean, I'm not a football player, but even I could see on the highlight that the guy thought he would be in one place at one point in time, and he was already ahead of that spot.
Arthur, would
and
you...
the dude was, he was out of the play, so you have to take good angles at a guy.
I think it was number 20. It's Justin Reed. Justin Reed's number
20. Yeah, it was somebody who just thought, like, there's no way this guy that is this big is going to be all the way up this point on the field, and that was what turned, like, a 12-yard gain into a touchdown.
Arthur, would you blitz the hell out of him? Now, they did that, and they got beat on that Miles Sanders run 2 weeks ago, and then Hilton tried to make up for it and missed him, but you know they sent numbers. Would you run blitz the hell out of this team or no?
Well, this is the thing. You can if you can't stop those guys initially. I personally don't think you have to, though. And even when we talk about the backfiring of a run blitz in that scenario, let's not act like the call wasn't perfect in terms of you have Bud Dupree twisting around. He just doesn't see him. And Mike Hilton is in the hole, free hitter, unabated. Yep. So the call was good. The execution was what was lacking. So honestly, I mean, if you want to go that route, you can. I personally don't think you need to, though. I think, man, with the three interior guys we talked about in terms of Tyson, Cam, and Tuitt, because the Titans play a ton of 12 personnel, right? We're talking one running back, two tight ends. They love that look, and ultimately that equals on defense base personnel. So you're going to have those three interior linemen covered up anyways. It's on those guys to dominate that matchup. And like I said, they definitely should. When you look at the Titans on tape, those interior guys have been, I don't want to say the weakest link, but they are the weaker portion of that O-line. And this was obviously prior to Taylor Lewan going down. I just see that scenario where they're able to dominate up front in that regard and never let Henry really get going.
Pony, here's a thought, too, on like just generally blitzing that team to try to stop them. What do they love? We know they love play action, and we know they love running stuff off that. Man, dude, if you want to feel better about this game, don't go to Pro Football Focus's Tannehill page for like his stats under pressure this year. When he gets blitzed, this has been 59 dropbacks he's been blitzed this year, 114 passer rating.
Well, that's
under pressure. 110. So, I'm just saying they could dial up play action or dial up a situation where they check out of it when you're blitzing to stop Henry and you could be toast.
That's why I have to give Tannehill reluctantly. I have to start giving him some love, because the one team that has been able to stop him this year was, of all teams, Jacksonville. He had 25 carries for 84 yards in that game. So that's like 3 yards a carry. His longest run was 14 yards, so he didn't have a volume day. He didn't have a big play the entire – he did not have an explosive run the entire game. But the Titans still scored 33 points because Tannehill threw for 4 touchdowns. So there is a damned if you do, damned if you don't element. Now, Houston just was damned all the
Buffalo
way around.
Buffalo held him to 57 yards on 19 carries, and look what Tannehill did to them in that game, too. I know, but still, Tannehill goes 21 of 28, just a casual 195 and 3 touchdowns. Like, he was carving them up without
much
of
over.
A running game.
So Houston said, we're not going to let Henry beat us. They had 8 guys in the box most of the game, and Henry had 172 yards against 8 defenders. Like, that's unheard of. That a team
but
would
we
commit.
Also have to remember that what nine I think it was 94 came on one run as well. Though.
True, good point.
So that,
good point.
That, I mean, but that's the issue.
Very
that
good
we,
point.
And we saw that when we talked about Leonard Fournette in that 2017 run against the Steelers.
Yep.
When you have so many guys in the box, all it takes is one missed tackle, and now it's off to the races. And on that particular run, you had two guys in terms of the Titans and Texans. You had an inside linebacker in Zach Cunningham that was available to make a tackle, and one of their safeties was also available to make the tackle, and that doesn't even account for the DB that just took a bad angle and got outran. So, you, I mean, when you do that, that's the risk you run with that as well.
Man, is this a big game for Bince or what? I mean, this is his type of football. It's the type of guy he wants to meet, you know, right in the summit, right in the middle, Henry.
Man, does anybody really want to meet Derrick Henry at the summit? Listen, Bince loves to get downhill and thump. Bince likes to get downhill and thump, but let's not act like anybody wants to meet Derrick Henry at the summit because
I don't know, man.
They're
some guys are crazy and like that context. Some guys are nuts.
It sounds good until you're out there with them. That's all.
It's like somebody has like a boxer who's saying like, you know, I really don't get into the fight until I get punched for the first time, and then they go in against Tyson, and the fight ends when they get punched.
Who do you
first
think
time.
On the Steelers roster has the best chance one on one at tackling Henry, holding his own against him? One-on-one.
To it and Cam.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's not in space, the two guys that line up every down that are bigger than him.
Okay.
I think if Bud met him, like, one-on-one, I don't think Bud would do badly because they're about the same size.
I think the problem is this, though. You're not just accounting for Henry going straight. Sometimes, I mean, we've seen him, man. He'll change direction, and now you.
Oh, he'll put that big old arm out there. He'll put that big old arm out there, and you're like his actual son, and he's just shrugging you off on his way to get another beer.
I still am just perplexed that they thought they signed Deion Lewis, and before Vrabel got there, they were giving Deion Lewis more touches than Derrick Henry. Who would look at both of those guys and say, "Let's give that little pipsqueak
think about
running
what the
back
NFL
the
is,
touches."
Though. Think about what the NFL is in vogue now. Edwards-Helaire is a small guy. McCaffrey's not a big guy. Saquon's, you know, got like big quads, but he's normal size.
Another smaller back.
Dude,
yeah.
Derrick Henry is an outlier right now. He's like Pluto. He's not really one of the planets. He's somebody that does his own thing.
Even when he gets lined up, he doesn't even look like he fits in. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. He looks like a guy playing like out of like those Andy Reid punt passing kick things.
He's too old to be playing in that group.
Arthur, do you ever see that video of Andy Reid doing punt, pass, and kick where he's like 6'3", 240, and all the other kids like haven't hit puberty yet? That's Derrick Henry on an NFL field.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Fan Hotline is brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall and Capitas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.